Democrats are debating who should lead them in the House of Representatives starting next year. But we do know one thing. Whomever they pick, Democrats on Capitol Hill will be working from a point of strategic weakness. Because, after all, starting next year, Republicans control the presidency and both houses of Congress. So how do you negotiate when your side of the table has less power? Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review, and he joins us now with some answers to this. Hi there, Kurt.
Hey, Meghna.
So, Kurt, Deepak Malhotra, a Harvard Business School professor, has written about this, negotiating from a point of weakness.
Yeah.
Click through some of his main points.
Yeah. So a lot of people make this mistake where you feel like if you're not needed, then you really can't help. You give up or you become really obstinate. And he says, look, you have to know your weakness, but the other side also has a weakness, and if you focus on theirs, you can actually do better. You can also help shape the narrative. So the Democrats talking about winning the popular vote actually is a way of communicating that they have a lot more political support and a lot more clout than they maybe feel like they have in Congress. And I think a key point is that if you can create value, you have leverage. So Republicans may not need Democrats, but if Democrats can help them, then they have leverage over these issues.
Okay, so on that point, there are some issues where any president, including President-elect Trump, would need support from the other party. What are those and how can Democrats actually leverage them?
Yeah, so trade is the best example, I think, because traditionally the Republican position has been free trade. And Donald Trump lines up more closely to the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party with many Democrats in the Senate, like Elizabeth Warren. You could imagine those two as strange bedfellows on this trade issue. And so if Democrats can work with President Trump on trade issues that he may have a hard time getting all of the Republicans on his side with, then they have some leverage, some negotiating power, some way to compromise with the president on other issues.
Oh, interesting. Now, what about issues where they're, you know, the parties are just poles apart? I'm thinking climate change being one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked a little bit earlier about being obstinate, maybe not necessarily a great negotiating tactic, but what about on this issue?
Yeah, you do have to choose your battles. And so there are some things where Democrats feel like they can't make the issue much better by trying to shape it. They may just want to not participate, save their political clout for battles that they can actually make a difference on. And so there are some of these things that they're just going to have to use as a rallying cry for the midterm elections.
Okay, well, to that point then, what issues do you think fall into the category where Democrats should really continue to dig in their heels? I mean, and also, what does Malhotra have to say about that? There's been a lot of talk about Supreme Court nominations, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they do have the power of the filibuster in the Senate, right? But you better, if you cry wolf, it better be a wolf. So if, he says if Donald Trump nominates an extremist or an unqualified justice, that's a time to really dig in your heels. But on other things like Obamacare, where Donald Trump has already started backing off from his campaign rhetoric of repealing it altogether, Democrats have a big interest in sort of shaping this legacy of President Obama. And it's such a complex issue. They do have a chance to have a seat at the table on that.
Well, that's Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Kurt, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You got it. My pleasure.